shooting in Buffalo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. 10 people are dead and 3 others wounded following a mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday. The suspect, Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on murder charges. Authorities saying 18-year-old Gendron, a white male, wore military gear and used his helmet camera to live stream the shooting spree.
This was pure evil. It was straight up racially motivated hate crime.
Erie County, New York Sheriff John Garcia. 11 of the victims are black and 2 are white. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, along with other GOP senators, making an unannounced visit to Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops forcing Russian military to pull back in the eastern part of the country.
The war does continue on multiple fronts. Various sources now saying Ukraine has pushed Russian forces back from the region around Kharkiv. Still, Russia is pounding away at numerous other positions to the east and the south of the country as it tries to grind out some kind of battlefield gains.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. A leading baby formula manufacturer waiting for FDA approval to reopen its factory in Michigan.
The supply problem began late last year, but got much worse when the FDA shut down Abbott Laboratories' largest facility in February because of safety concerns that the company disputes. More than half of formula is out of stock in 8 states and Washington, D.C. The majority of the country is where supply is down between 40 and 49%. That Abbott production facility is still closed. The company tweeted saying Jen Psaki was wrong to blame its formula on the deaths of 2 infants.
Fox's Nate Foy. Critics arguing the Biden administration should have been better prepared to deal with the shortage. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No end in sight for inflation. It's reached its highest point in almost 40 years. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady has more from Los Angeles, California.
This week, we saw new inflation data with April's Consumer Price Index out. The 8.3% year-over-year number was worse than expected, spurring a wave of recessionary fears, leading the way shelter, new vehicles, airline tickets. 9.4%, the largest increase for food prices in over 40 years. Eggs up 22.6%, bacon up 17.7%, and coffee increasing 13.5%. On top of soaring prices at the grocery store, empty shelves are just as big of a challenge. Gas is up 44%. Year over year, regular unleaded hit another record, $4.45, and so did diesel at $5.57.
The U.S. Navy launching an investigation into the increase in the number of suicides by sailors on one ship.
This week on Capitol Hill, the Navy Secretary, Carlos Del Toro, was grilled during budget hearings a day after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced similar questions about a spate of suicides on board the USS George Washington. 7 unexplained deaths in the past year. 3 suicides in April alone. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier has been undergoing repairs in Newport News, Virginia shipyard since 2017, an overhaul that usually takes 4 years, but has dragged on due to COVID, taking a toll on the mental health of the sailors who describe demoralizing living conditions.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. President Biden visiting Asia this week, the first time since taking office. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Biden begins a four-day trip to South Korea and Japan at the end of the week as part of a demonstration of a rock-solid commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific, the White House says.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.